Sportsnet 650 presents Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And indeed, it is the month of May. As we record this, it's kind of a dreary month of May.
It is what it is.
Daryl M., Joe Leary. Daryl M., of course, the brand ambassador, goodwill ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store. This is our May show and supposedly our spring show, but plenty of stuff. First of all, we're broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial at 2nd Avenue. The RTD and Spirit Show, powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale, meets your new cold one. Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. And Daryl, I have to tell you, since we had these products launch, my first reaction and my current reaction has changed. My first reaction was, yeah, that's nice, but it's not. I don't really. I'm not a CC&G guy. I have been in the past, but oh, am I ever one right now? And I just love these things. I stock them in my fridge at home. They're my go-to.
They're doing extremely well. I mean, it's there's a reason that the whiskey ginger has dominated the last near century in Canada. It's perfect. You get the flavor, the nice kind of like the sweetness, the spice of the ginger, without being like, say, like a Jamaican ginger beer, which is too spicy, which is what you want in Moscow Mule. And then Canadian whiskey, and you know, Joe, I'm an unabashed super fan of Canadian whiskey.
Absolutely.
And together, man, I've been drinking Ryan Ginger's the whole time. Like, I'll go into a bar and everyone's like, yeah, it's Daryl Legacy. What do you have? Ryan Ginger. Like, Ryan Ginger? Like, yeah, it's delicious. It's warm out. It's cold out. Doesn't matter the temperature. It is the perfect highball.
You're a classic man.
You're there. And that is the voice of Mr. Mark Bailey, who, of course, is with Beam Global, Beam Centauri, the parent company. There you go, the unmistakable sound. Mark, always a pleasure to see you. You introduced us to this product probably, 3 months ago now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it had been in the planning stages for a while. You'd kind of hinted at something big was coming down the pipe, and you see the numbers. You oversee the area. What's been the response of the Canadian Club organization based on what you've seen?
The feedback's been great. Legacy has been featuring it right now. It is in their top 25 RTDs right now.
Second month in a row.
Second month in a row. And we know how difficult it is to get in that category of sales. I mean, there are 350 plus RTDs in the category, and to think for first two months we're in the top 25, actually in the top 15 to begin with.
Yep.
So that's percentage wise, we're in the top 5%. So that's outstanding. To boot, obviously, as well, other private retailers, we're seeing kind of similar trends. But we're pumping this brand hard. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we haven't been able to get liquid to lips right away. It's starting to come out of that, and Daryl and I finally got to book a tasting, which is great.
We're doing a tasting.
So considering where we've been and kind of handicapped from the beginning and not actually able to really go into full throttle, I think we've done and seen some great things to start. In addition to that, obviously, great businesses such as Legacy, we've also been able to partner with some other great businesses that are featuring our products now. So just as of late, 438 guest rooms right now at the Vancouver Marriott Hotel are all featuring Canadian Club and Ginger Ale for all guest rooms. We've just got it launched as well. If you're traveling up to Whistler this summer, when the weather's hopefully nicer than it is today, we've got the Canadian Club and Ginger Ale at the poolside. So, probably the biggest, best happening pool party in, the town of Whistler. We've got it there. We've just partnered as well right now with the Festival of Lights, that's put on by Honda. Celebration of Lights. So CC&G is going to be featured there, as is Legacy. So, kudos to Daryl, obviously, as well. That's his great assist man, Mr. Wayne Gretzky, at times, with helping us make some plays.
I'm just the Yari Curry to you, my friend.
No, it's got to be a Leaf reference with Daryl. The Oilery reference doesn't work.
So, we're seeing everything's trending in the right direction. Right. I mean, we, BCLS, or BC Government Liquor Stores, right from the get-go, we only had 70 allocations across, almost 200 BC liquor stores across the province. From 70, we've organically grown to 111. So, we've seen, obviously, about 40-plus stores as well organically bring in the product that we didn't have allocation in. So that's a great thing.
Well, we know that, and Daryl can sort certainly attest to this because however long our show's been, what is it, 4 years now? Or we didn't actually mark down on the calendar.
It's because like it's from the before times.
Yeah,
you know?
The before times.
it's the BC era of the. But
you know, when we started this show, what you think is now on the shelves, you might have said 4 years ago. There's no way that's not going to be a thing, and it's become a thing.
I think the thing that's interesting is like. The beverage iteration, the people that develop product for Canadian Club, they were so far ahead. They didn't know this product, or at least a previous iteration of it, existed before people even knew what RTD was or high quality canned cocktails. So there was a CC&G and a Triple C as well, and so they were already there. So this is something that came out of the playbook, right? And I mean, that's the thing that speaks to the fact that like Canadian Club's from 1858, right? So they have this great playbook. They've got all these great old flavors, all these old recipes that they can dig out, you know? And then you got somebody like Tish, who knows exactly what's
going on. Tish Harkus, the global ambassador of Canadian Club.
I mean, she's a legend. Yeah. So she's just I remember when we did this. We tried this, you know? So who knows what the next thing that's coming out from Canadian Club in the canned cocktail world is. Could be anything. How about a canned Canadian Club Manhattan?
Nothing's off the table. Mark, I would presume that you were saying to us off air that the alcohol by volume percentage is a little higher in areas in the U.S.?
Certain markets, like, for example, if we get into overseas, if we're going to like New Zealand, Australia, like they've got a little bit more of an evolved culture there with Canadian Club on-premise. So, you know, you're seeing Canadian Club and ginger ale on tap, just the same way you might see, cocktails on tap here in some you know, bar, pubs, restaurants. And it is, you know, they've got other variations. So, really, this is our gateway. This is our entry right back into the RTD segment, specifically in Canada. Like, we've already seen the evolution go in other markets. Here right now, obviously, we're trying to get in, get in on the action, but also we want to start with what we thought was obviously more of the base product, right? Before we get into zero calories or zero sugar or whatever it may be, may have you in other plays, we want to obviously give the traditional cocktail, like Daryl says, he's been ordering for years with the throwback. He's a classic man, you know, and obviously we want to deliver to not just that demographic of individuals like Daryl or myself or yourself, but the newer, younger, you know, demographics that may be getting into this category of cocktails for the very first time. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, where do we go from there? What we're obviously going to be doing our trials and tribulations and understanding the market and the, you know, where we want to obviously speak to. But I think this is a great play to start, at least in our Canadian market. And from the get-go right now, obviously it's early on in British Columbia. We're seeing a lot of things trending with the right trajectory. But, to be honest, I'm kind of on a need-to-know basis sometimes. They keep those things in the vault until I need to know.
Do you remember when Commander Chris Hatfield was in the International Space Station and he was Canada's great ambassador and he was doing all these viral videos.
Going to school.
Showing you how to squeeze a sponge in space. Can you imagine if you hooked up with someone like that and had him pouring a CC&G at the International Space Station in outer space? Wouldn't that be cool?
I wish I could even get there in general. But
I want to go to space too. One of my favorite products that comes from Beam besides this guy is of course the On the Rocks, which Mark has come with.
Oh my God, they're so good.
On the Rocks. Mark and I know they don't, you know, we're talking about how long till we have a Canadian Club on the Rocks?
Okay, so that's a cool, amazing question, and I don't know, but at the same time too, I don't see why there wouldn't be one in, you know, for possibility or for contention. That's a great idea. What we are delivering, as I mentioned to Daryl earlier this week, is we're actually bringing out the new On the Rocks formats of 200 mil cocktails. So as we know previously, the margarita with Hornitos, as well as the Cosmopolitan made with F and vodka, 20% alcohol by volume, no additives, no preservatives, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors. We've only had 100 mils, which is supposed to be one cocktail or serving, and 375 mil, which could be one cocktail or serving depending on who you are, but it's supposed to be 3 to 4. But so now we're launching
Knob Creek Old Fashioned.
Mm-hmm. We're launching, you know, the Knob Creek Old Fashioned. That's 35% alcohol by volume. So we're now launching a mixer pack at 200 mils.
Oh, that's a great
idea. And we're bringing in a gin cocktail as well. So
and a premium gin as well.
Yes,
I'm sure.
A premium gin cocktail that's actually not carried in this market, but it'll be interesting to see how we do with that, as well as obviously it's for contention for other businesses as well that are looking to do some great cocktailing that's convenient, you know, like they do, like we've mentioned many times on the air with AJ's, as well as a lot of these hotel mini bars now, as Daryl has alluded to.
Are we not allowed to tell people what the gin cocktail is? Is this why we're like keeping this in the bag here?
Well, I just
because I'm thinking with Top Gun coming back in movie theaters, this is the new cocktail of the year.
Daryl's absolutely right about that, and you know what, I haven't even seen the package packaging. I haven't even tried it myself. So before we speak to it, I'm just going to hold on to it until we actually get it. But mm-hmm. Daryl's the first person, and sorry to anybody else that's listening and didn't hear about it, but Daryl's the first person I brought it to the attention of.
Sure.
And he'll be the first retailer to have it.
I was like, all right, now they're on the rocks, man. We got the CC&G. Jeez, man, Mark's killing it.
Yeah, no question. So this is going to be available in a mixed bag. You know, that's for another conversation, but
yes,
this
sir.
Will be available in a little portable, transferable kind of package.
Yeah, it'll be four cocktails in a kit.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go, mini cocktail
bar. Maybe you're going on a little hike up the Grouse Grind. I don't suggest you start on them until you get to the end. I don't know if you'll make it up, but maybe you have a toast at the top. I don't know.
Mark, you have yourself a little old-fashioned. That's right.
And I understand, Mr. Bailey, that you're heading down to Kentucky. You ain't never been to Kentucky, I hear. You all been down to Kentucky before?
I have never been to Kentucky.
I have a feeling you have been to Kentucky.
Oh, I've been once or twice.
Okay, so what's he expecting? What's he going to expect when he hits down to see Maker's Mark in Kentucky?
One thing I think you're going to be surprised that a lot of people don't realize is that the barbecue's not saucy. So don't expect
it's
like
dry.
It's a nice dry rub. It's good stuff there. You know, like you want the saucy stuff, you go over to Missouri. But in Kentucky, I always found it was a nice dry rub, and that's my preferred type. Don't mind the South Carolina sops, the vinegar-based stuff, but that's what I think you're looking forward to.
You know that anytime I've been to a winery, if you talk to the winemaker, you know, you might be trying something in the tasting room or the sampling area. Get to talk to the winemaker. The winemaker will go, you like that, do you? Hey, I got something you want to try.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to expect that? Like, will the distillers be going,
I don't know. I've never been to Maker's Mark. Mark won't take me. But it's a bit of a contentious
issue. That's kind of my
question. We're going to do a show down there.
We got to do it there. But, you know, there's always something fun there. And Maker's Mark, they specialize in those single barrel programs, right? And I think you're getting ready to launch one with one of our friends around town.
We are. And right now, we can't specifically speak to it. It's a little hush-hush, but yes, the purpose is to go down, and we're doing a barrel selection. It's going to be a very cool, unique process that I'm very fortunate and, you know, just blessed to be a part of. Something I've been working on with our amazing team here with Beam Suntory for a couple of years, and we're about to do something that we've never done before in Canada, and it takes a bit of time after we go down and do the process, but looking to launch, you know, late 2022, and I would look forward to hopefully speaking about it when I can in more depth, you know, later on, you know, as we get through the year, but speaking to the experience in which that I'm about to impart on is the flights there don't look nice. Like, I mean, there's no direct flights. I mean,
Vancouver, Kentucky, Louisville is not on the agenda. Yeah.
So that's the beginning of the trip I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah.
9 a.m. departure, 9:30 p.m. Landing, and their
eventual landing.
Eventual landing, some layovers. So it's a bit of a stretch to get there, of course. So we're gonna be patient and not get too excited before I get there.
When you're on an airplane, though, the best drink is a Sauza and ginger ale. So just keep that in mind. Just enjoy your Sauza and ginger ale. Get you right through the flight.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind for sure. I know I can get a CC and ginger ale on the flight. I know there's always CC on almost every airline.
Every airline.
Well, you know, it's funny because anybody that fantasizes about travel, and we all like to travel. We've all been to places, and it's cool. The worst part of traveling is traveling.
Yes.
Once you get to where you're going, you sit there and you go, yeah, this makes sense. But those waits and those delayed flights and then the connectors, like, I don't even know how you go from Vancouver and get to Louisville, Kentucky.
So, yeah.
Chicago first?
Yeah, in Chicago, like 3.5 hour layover. And I was just in Chicago a month ago. I was there for the Cubs home opener. And they got to go to the Maker's Mark barrel room there. That was a super cool, like, unreal experience. The speakeasy, underground, you know, prohibition kind of style bar. And then you get to walk out to your seats. I mean, it was an experience in which I've never had before. And I look forward to speaking to it when I get to Maker's Mark.
How cool was it to be at Comiskey? That's one of the heritage ballparks.
Oh, did you go to Comiskey or you went to Wrigley?
Wrigley.
Oh, you went to Wrigley. Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember Greg Zahn, a former catcher of the Toronto Blue Jays, told a story talking about, even though it's historic and iconic, he goes, you don't realize it's beat up. It's old. The locker rooms are horrible, and he said you actually run uphill to get to first base.
Huh,
which generally, you know, so you think of all these super stadiums.
So you got to recruit some stellar athletes to be on your home team if you're running uphill.
Absolutely. But still, you got to see an iconic ballpark, and that's cool.
Yes.
But looking forward to getting your tales from Kentucky, and maybe you might be able to bring back a little something special that we can maybe sample on a future show.
Well, you know what? I don't think we've had our Maker's Mark diplomat on the show as of yet from Vancouver, Mike Adu.
We have not had Mike.
Mike is awesome.
Mike
is joining me on the trip.
Okay.
So, you know, we got a 2-bottle limit, bring it back. We'll drink his bottles when we get back. And I'll put mine in.
All I can say is if you're going down to Kentucky to sample whiskey, make good choices. Okay? That's all we can say.
You know, my mother already said the same when I told her.
Mark Bailey from Beam Suntory. Don't forget, the show is powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one, available in tall pack six cans. Mark, always a pleasure. Safe travels, my friend. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Cheers.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we welcome you back to Park Drive on Commercial Drive at 2nd Avenue. It is the RTD and Spirit Show, presented in part by CC&G, Canadian Club, and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one, available in tall cans and on the shelves at Legacy Liquor Store. Daryl, it is the month of May. Spring is close by, if not here already. We're not feeling spring weather just yet, but how are you feeling getting into this next period of time? What's the vibe in the store?
You're seeing a lot of people just, they were hiding a little bit from the weather, and now they're just like, nuts to this business, I'm going back out. So we're digging out our parkas, and we're rolling out and having a good time. So we're seeing foot traffic come back, which is really good. I think hopefully spring will spring, and then, you know, this legendary hot summer we've been told is coming, so let's see if all that comes.
Yeah, we're looking forward to another heat dome, I might add. Okay, so season-wise, drink-wise, what would spring bring drink-wise?
Well, I mean, what we start to see is that nice return to those nice, like, refreshing, tart, floral cocktails, canned cocktails. And really what we're seeing is tequila season. Of course, we've got to celebrate the legendary victory of Mexico over Napoleon. So we had our Cinco de Mayo festivities. I think that's the unofficial start of the season. And what we're seeing is, once again, margaritas, palomas, they're dominating the charts at Legacy, and they're dominating the sales at Legacy.
And if I'm not mistaken, margaritas contain, of course, tequila. We welcome James Bailey Leon, who is the National Spirits Ambassador for Proximal Spirits of Canada. James, welcome to Vancouver. We were just talking beforehand. This is your first time traveling as your role as a brand ambassador in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been 2.5 years where I've been pent up and locked up in for reasons that we've all been in the same scenario, but it's finally nice to get back out west and actually be in bars, come visit Legacy as well. This is, I feel like a kid in a candy store every time I come into the store, and I always end up with much emptier pockets than when I came in.
Well, I don't know if there's stores like this across the country, but every time we talk to a national traveling ambassador or an international ambassador, they always comment on this. Kind of like the old days of my dad hardware shopping in a big hardware store. This is like the hardware store of booze.
Yeah, Legacy's different. I wish there was a Legacy in every province. Our system's really still closed, kind of a victim of the 20th century prohibitionist attitudes. So, you know, I'm a Toronto kid, and when I head home, I'm not on a plane, I'm on a time machine, and kind of thing, and it's like, be satisfied with three different kinds of vermouth, red, white, and sweet, instead of 70 different brands. But that being said, you know, where we've seen a lot of great growth is Tequila Joe. It's not like, when I first moved back to Canada and I was planning Legacy, it was all kind of cheap mixto tequila, which is a tequila, usually tequila rum blend, shooter you graduate from on your 25th birthday. And now what we're seeing is this beautiful, I can't say renaissance because it just didn't exist, but this new culture, this tequila culture. At Legacy, no mixto tequila, all 100% agave. And James has the enviable position of having 100% agave tequila in every price category and a gorgeous, gorgeous portfolio. How much fun do you have with this?
It's the absolute best. For me, honestly, being able to play around with things that are affordable for the house. If, like, you have guests over, if you have friends over and you want to batch up a bunch of margaritas, we have Jose Cuervo Tradicional Plata. That's really, really great for it. It's got beautiful agave flavor that just kind of kicks back that agave flavor. If you're using it as a syrup or if you want to use Cointreau or Triple Sec, it still blends together with all the lime. So it's something that's really approachable. But then you can get into the Grand Centenarios of the world, which is the number one selling tequila in Mexico. And then you can have some authenticity when it comes down to making palomas. If you're using a reposado, which is what I like to use inside of my Palomas.
A little extra flavor.
You've got that caramel and cinnamon that plays along with the grapefruit. But then we also have on the upper echelon, we have the Reserva de la Familia, which is a best kept secret for tequila.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is something that it's the world's first extra añejo. And then we're getting really innovative with our spirits. We've got Maestro de Bel Diamante, the world's first Cristalino tequila. So if you wanted to make a crystal clear margarita, you could do the exact same with whether you're using clarified lime juice and agave syrup. And you can have this something like bright and refreshing. So there's a lot that we could play around with. And it kind of keeps my hands quite busy, keeps me out of trouble, or gets me into trouble after making a lot of these cocktails.
Now, I know you were saying, James, that you have a bartender life in your past. Does that play a role in being a brand ambassador?
Absolutely. Like, I think from my experience working behind bars, I always admired having brand ambassadors come in and being able to educate me and help me think differently about spirits that you might have a preconceived notion on. And just, Daryl, as you were mentioning about the mixto tequilas and the tequilas of that world, where it's something that we're using for a backyard party or we're graduating from college or things like that, and we're having fun with those. There's a ceremony for every single spirit. And after bartending for so many years, this was something that really got me intrigued about how can I actually help train the more novice bartenders, the ones who haven't had the opportunity to travel to Mexico, the ones who haven't had the opportunity to travel to Ireland, and give them a little piece of that country in a little tasting and be able to spread the word across Canada and just kind of help elevate their experience.
Our guest is James Bailey Leon, the National Spirits Ambassador, Proximo Spirits Canada. And we're talking tequila as it is margarita season. We're Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb of the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM, HD3. Now, I told you before we started recording, James, that I was part of a Reserva de Familia club, myself and my buddy Tom and my buddy Woody, and we'd literally go from bar to bar to bar, because this is, and maybe I'm overstating it, but I would say the La Familia is to tequila what maybe Louis Trey is to cognac. Is that fair to say?
I would say so. I would say the only thing I would say on that is that it's a little bit more attainable.
That's a little more attainable.
So for me, Reserva de la Familia was something that I kind of heard as a myth when I was a bartender. It was something that we didn't really get to see on shelves, and we're starting to see it a lot more. And I think that's, Daryl, to your point, it's the appreciation of 100% agave, the appreciation of luxury when it comes down to these spirits. It's no longer something that's just associated with just a fun time. You can have a tequila to pair along with your cigars after dinner. And Reserva de Familia is something that works beautifully with that. You can have it with a dessert. I love it with chocolate. You pair it with a bittersweet chocolate. It almost tastes like you're biting into a chocolate covered strawberry. It's just got this amazing complexity to it. It's something that it paved the way when it came down to extra añejos and for us to kind of elevate the style of tequila. And it's something that just pays back to the community, as we always kind of have a little cocktail, not a cocktail competition, but like an art competition for a Reserva, where it's a different artist gets to apply to actually create the art for the box. So they become collector pieces as well. So Reserva, I think, seeing it on back bars, you can kind of always judge how long it's been on a back bar, and lately I've only been seeing the latest iterations on back bar. So I've seen a lot more people consume it. I actually went out last night and there was a table that drank a bottle of Reserva de la Familia for dinner, and I was like, that's the most amazing thing. People are pairing tequila with food, just pure tequila, not mixing in cocktails. And I think that just shows the versatility of the spirit.
And Daryl, I'll throw to you, because you know the market, you know the spirits, you're my spirit savant. Where does tequila rank in terms of currently, is it on the rise?
Oh, it's never been more popular. It's growing by the day. What we're seeing, great movement with Mexican spirits in general. We're seeing mezcals and sotols also start to collect up. You know, there's certain brands that are just must have at home now, and I think that's really interesting. If you had asked me 10 years ago, would tequila be where it is now in Canada, I would have said no. In fact, I would have given you odds that it wouldn't have happened. And it's amazing how fast Canadians have adopted tequila as their kind of de facto premium spirit these days. Everybody's got a great bottle of tequila in their house. It's wonderful to see.
And certainly one of the OGs of the brand is obviously Jose Cuervo. And you were telling me, James, that there are still Cuervos walking the earth.
Yeah, so our current, I would say, lineage to the Cuervo family is Juan Domingo Beckman. He's the 11th generation for the family, and he's actually been able to create his own brand, such as 1800 and Maestro de Bel Diamante, which are paving the way with innovation. So 1800, something for now we're getting into the warmer season. We've got 1800 Coconut, which is a really fun
Very nice, too.
Yeah, it's so easy to mix inside of a cocktail. Like, if you've got guests coming over to your home, just get some pineapple juice, get some fresh limes, cut up some limes into wedges, mix it with the coconut, and you've got a really crushable cocktail. We call it the Coconut Crusher. We've also got the Maestro de Bel Diamante, which I mentioned earlier, and this is something that really paved the way for creating a new trend within tequila that's vastly growing. So, Mr. Beckman, he's been keeping it quite busy, and he's got a lot of projects down the line, which we're really excited to see tequila elevate and innovate as we're consuming.
Well, we know that now that you're allowed to be airborne again, I'm assuming you're going to make some frequent trips out to Vancouver. Maybe the next time we see you, James, we'll be doing a tasting, a sampling somewhere. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I would love to. It's now that they've released me a little bit, I'd love to be able to come and do tastings where we could do even like pop-ups where I can mix some cocktails, get these creaky bones back to shaking drinks again and stirring drinks. But it would be an absolute blast where we could walk you through the different variants and show you the versatility of tequila from a Blanco to a Plata to a Reposado, Añejo, Extra Añejo, and now Cristalinos.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't have a little shout-out to our Spanish-speaking listeners. Anything to say to them?
Gracias por todo. Thank you to everyone. I think in all honesty, it's this community for myself has just been super supportive growing up as a Latin person in Toronto and being able to kind of follow my passion with the Latin community and still working with tequila. You're always out there for a party, so I really appreciate everybody's support.
Thank you so much. His name is James Bailey Leon, the National Spirits Ambassador for Proximo Spirits Canada. This is the RTD Show on Sportsnet. With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind. It needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
The RTD and Spirit Show on Sportsnet presents On the Shelves with Dave Benson of Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway and Vine. We'll keep you up to date on all that's in and coming in the red-hot world of RTD and spirits. Here's what's on the shelves.
Indeed, it is time once again to see what is on the shelves. Dave Benson, the proprietor of the Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway, just beside there, close to the Regal Beagle. Dave, you put so much product in here, and you don't have a ton of room to begin with. I tell you this every time we talk. How do you decide what I'm taking and what I have to say I'm sorry to?
I have a problem saying no, Joe. I like to try and get as many things in here as I can, much to my staff's chagrin. But I like to think of myself as a booze DJ, and I like to get a lot of input from my customers. And we have a staff book, and people just make requests all the time. And you know, I try and get as much new things as I can in here and keep it fresh.
Well, as we've often observed, the RTD, the ready to drink canned cocktail market, Alka-Pops, whatever you decide to call them, it's loaded. It is loaded, and only more and more coming in all the time. And I think, as we talked about, people are finding ways to kind of push the envelope. Yes, there's still room for vodka sodas in cans, but that market's been completely flooded. So if you want to have success now, I think you kind of have to create your own lane, or at least go in the lane where the least traffic is.
Yes, you need to create new lanes, because once a lane is created, there's several lanes coming behind it. So, yeah, I agree with you, Joe. It's important to keep fresh. And as we were talking off air, I think the next push you're going to see is a lot of tequila-based RTDs. And I'm looking forward to that, because I think some of the ones we've had, like the side project ones, there's some really tasty bevies out there. So I'm excited to see that come down the pike. It seems in our latest little rush in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting a few more in the tea-based arena here, so towards the Hey Y'alls of the world here, with little twists. One of them here is a local company called Third Beach, and they've got a couple of things, and this sounds pretty tasty for summer. It's pineapple, papaya, and coconut, and it's a nice RTD smash, and again, it's from a local, you know, again, a small brewery, but RTD brewery, whatever you want to call those. what the hell do you call those things?
Distilleries.
Distillery. I don't know.
Pop-ups. So this is Third Beach. We've already got Kits Beach beer. We had Wreck Beach spirits of canned cocktail a while ago.
That's right.
So what's left? I mean, are there any beaches? Locarno, maybe the
Spanish,
next one?
Yeah, Spanish Banks. I don't know. Yeah. Something's. Yeah, we're just going to go all around, all around the waterfront here, and we'll put a drink to it. So yeah, no, that this is again. I always try and like. I love the local angle. So anytime I can do local and sort of more boutique, I prefer that. Another sort of local out of Port Moody Ales. They've come up with some. This is a unique one. It's called Swan Dive, and it's a mixer pack. And again, they're in the hard tea variety. And they've got. I'm gonna put the old man glasses on here because I'm gonna make sure I don't misread this. They've got like an appleberry, hibiscus rose rooibos, and a lavender oolong. So those are all pretty out there as far as flavors go. But it's definitely worth a try. They tasted us on them, and they're actually pretty tasty. I was a little skeptical, but they actually came out really well. And so if you like teas, this is definitely out of the box product here for you to try.
That's from Moody Ales called Swan Dive.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What else we got?
Last one here is this is a Canadian company as well. It's a Tea Bash, and again, it's no fuss. This one's no fuss, no muss. It's just a hard iced tea, and it's tasty. It's not the most unique or whatever, but it is a good quality product, and I'd put it up there in the Hey Y'all, possibly even a little tastier than Hey Y'all category, so worth a try.
Well, your store is getting more and more crowded all the time, Dave. Okay, so we always like to offer a wine option as well as a spirit option. So what are you recommending this month?
So I'll give you one in each category, a beer, a spirit, and a wine. Keeping it local, I like to try and keep wine local as much as I can. BC Volcanic Hills Gamay Noir. This is a varietal. Anything with Gamay, people try. It's one of those varietals that doesn't get nearly the recognition it should. It's delicious, and it's, you throw it in there with a Noir. That's a great blend, and one definitely worth trying. It's a really delicious wine. For something a little funkier, there's a green chili vodka. We were talking again about off air. I used to carry one. I haven't seen it for a while from East Van Distilleries that had a chili flavor vodka. This is out of the States. It actually, one of my coworkers is saying the label looks like money, so it's got to be money, you know. But this stuff, if you throw that in a Caesar, it's tremendous. But it also, beyond that, anything like orange, mango, pineapple, that kind of stuff, it's just a really, it really works. So it's definitely. It's something worth trying just than your regular old vodka and juice type thing. Lastly, we'll take a beer. This is a Shine On. It's a hazy IPA, and this is out of Hoyne. They're over, of course, on the island here. So again, the local fix. And this is just another. It's a really crushable, delicious, you know, cold beer to have. And now that we're having warmer weather, I'm saying that in hopes that it's coming. But this is a great summer beer, and this is definitely crushable. And if you're on a patio and have one of these in your hand, you're going to be a happy, happy individual.
Well, you've covered the gamut once again. I always look forward to meeting you because I enjoy the homework. Dave Benson, these are all on the shelves at the Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway, just down from Arbutus and right beside the Regal Beagle. Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
Thanks, Joe. Good to see you, buddy.
On the Shelves with Dave Benson on Sportsnet, presented by Kitsilano Liquor Store, 2289 West Broadway at Vine, offering a wide variety of beer, wine, and spirits, and backed by a staff that is second to none. It's your source for all things in the world of RTD in the heart of Kits. For the latest on special arrivals and monthly giveaways, follow them on Instagram at Kitsilano Liquor Store.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y@gmail.com.
with Alex Jobson, real estate advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending on average in this market $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly 2 decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, real estate advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group West Coast Realty.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
Welcome back to the RTD and Spirit Show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM, HD3, and available through all streaming sources. Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb, the Goodwill and Brand Ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store. We're broadcasting from Park Drive at the corner of Commercial and 2nd, and the RTD Show is powered by CC&G, Canadian Club, and Ginger Ale. Meet your new Cold One. Cold ones indeed abound. Cold weather, it's only applicable. We're doing shows on cold drinks, and this is May. What's going on here?
I don't know what's going on. I blame the Tesla moms. It's the Tesla moms that did it. You did it. You solved the problem. Please stop.
And on that happy note, let's welcome Cam Matches to the program. Cam is Director of Sales of the Aquilini Beverage Group. Mr. Matches, always a pleasure to see you.
Always a pleasure to hang with you guys. Thanks for the invite.
A little chilly on this mid-May day, but nonetheless, we're always warmed up by the goodness in the products that you bring. And you bring a couple of things. Obviously, you're with the Aquilini Group of Beverages, so you've been known for the jaw drop. That's
correct,
your iconic OG image. And recently, you introduced the line called Beautiful. So why don't we start with that? This is relatively new to... you want to start with that?
I'm going to get some of this blue glass.
I should have attended rehearsal. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, we'll start off with the old classic. Let's do that. We ask you this, and it's probably irrelevant when Jaw Drop first entered the market, but I love seeing the evolution of brands, because when you look back, for example, I do a craft beer show as well.
Right, yep.
And, you talk to a brand that's been around 10 or 12 years, and you think back to the early days. And, and the reaction from the public, and obviously you need to endear yourself to the public. But you jumped in a while back. Have you heard stories about the early days of Jaw Drop? Was it an easy sell to people? I mean, obviously the product sells itself when you taste it. But just the fact, wait a minute, so you've got an alcoholic beverage in a can. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to do this?
And one that's quite colorful too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It'd be much different if the presentation was in glass, like Daryl's glass here.
That is
neon blue. But I run into people who have been drinking this brand for years and, predate my time associated with the brand. And I love hearing, the stories or the feedback or I love that stuff in our early flavors, the sucking lemons or the gushing grapes, which are, our big two flavors. This is an iconic brand. British Columbians, Western Canadians love this brand. It's vibrant in color. It tastes great. We've had flavors that have been, on trend. And as you guys both well know, in this category, consumers are always looking for something new, so you do have to innovate. And two of our new innovations this year that we've got are our Red Rush and our Blue Blast. And Blue Blast is, not surprisingly, very very much inspired by Blue Raspberry. Timely. Tastes great. If you could see what it looks like in this glass,
and
it's
Joe,
super appealing.
We always at Legacy, we staff training. Everything's got to pass the staff test. I bring everybody from our night stalkers to our cashiers together, and when we were trying these new flavors and the Blue Blast hit everywhere, one thing that came up, Joe, was everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's a six pack of Hypnotic, it's a six pack of Alize Blue, all those great classic flavors. And we were able to get a small bit in, and supply chain, all that stuff we're dealing with, it was gone in a day. And so what I'm saying right now is, we're hoping to get it back soon at Legacy, but if you see this in your local store, buy it immediately. immediately. It's amazing. Yeah. The Blue Blast is fantastic. The Red Rush is great. Yeah,
I didn't get to that one yet. Red Rush, this is a berry punch, blend. Very reminiscent to, I may be dating myself here, but those might know a brand called Tahiti Treat.
Of course, absolutely.
I quite enjoyed it in my youth. Hawaiian punch. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I see. Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
So, great flavors. I mean, super iconic packaging. Very visual and vibrant. Stands out on the shelf. And look at this. I mean, stands out in a glass
as well. In a glass, too. And I think the one thing that's great, Cam, that I think you really added to the whole Jaw Drop family was the fact that, I know this is Jaw Drop. I can see it now. It's on the package, everything there. Everybody used to say, I need the grape, I need the lemon. Now people are like, Jaw Drop.
Yeah,
it's Jaw Drop.
I think also because Jaw Drop's been in existence a long time, and I think one of the things is that when you launched, you've always sort of had the liquid be colored. And I noticed that we went through that migration of everything came in a clear liquid, different flavors obviously, but a clear liquid. I sort of wonder if there's a bit of a trend to shift back to the color matches the liquid you're drinking.
That's what we're seeing. We're seeing a return back to we call them full flavored cocktails at Legacy. And Jaw Drop was always that. They just always there. Jaw Drop is always a big seller. That's the thing that I love about it is people come in and they'll have these big fancy marketing campaigns, billboards, buying ads on hockey and everything like that. And they'll come in and they'll look at our top 25 fridge that everybody wants to be in. And they go, what's Jaw Drop grapes? It's number one again? That's just the way it goes.
Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd is still on the Billboard album chart.
And
if something is popular, it does not go away, right?
Please don't sell your music, Pink Floyd. Don't sell your music.
That's a separate argument, yeah. Okay, so these are now available and readily available.
Absolutely, in the Red Rush.
Yeah.
And the Blue Blast. Blue Blast in select private stores, Red Rush everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you can get your hands on it. Response has been very good. We've been in and out early on as people, discover this new flavor and pick it up. And it's a success story that continues to go on. Daryl, you talked to it a little bit. We've been a little evolutionary in our packaging, stronger branding.
Yep.
But the core and that essence and that great brand personality of irreverent and off the wall. And, I am told that the fact that it's, maybe 7%, some people might enjoy that.
I know Joe and I are in the same kind of camp of when we're making our own home cocktails, we want them a little bit more oomph under the hood,
I usually free pour,
right? So I like the fact that Jaw Drop's a little bit more. And then, so you have Jaw Drop, it's your fun, it's your irreverent, off the wall kind of brand. But then also, because of the corporation that you work for, the company you work for, very socially responsible, very charitable, big into farming, you've launched, which so far has been the breakout hit of the summer at Legacy. You've brought in the new beautiful drink cone, and we have all three of them sitting here right in front of us, too.
Yeah, so, different end of the spectrum in our portfolio. But, this is a brand called Beautiful Drinks, and, made in Canada, inspired by British Columbia, really inspired by the beauty of nature, and not only in how it looks, but also what this brand stands for, what we put into it, which is no preservatives. We use it's got a botanical twist to it.
Yeah.
We use extracts instead of straight flavors, which what that means. I mean that's down to the essence of flavors, and we've vetted every single ingredient in this brand because people are concerned about what they put in their bodies.
Yeah.
And we think this is very much on trend in terms of better for you. Source of place, provenance, where things come from, and the whole cocktail side of things. This is a step up in terms of the evolution of cocktail RTDs, and what we've got here is our grapefruit and rosemary gin and tonic. We've got our ginger lime margarita, and then we've got our cucumber and lemon vodka Collins.
This kind of plays into what I was saying earlier, Cam, is that obviously this is being a new entry onto the market,
correct?
But you've obviously kept the liquid of the color of the flavor in which you're. So this was a deliberate attempt, and I think, as Daryl was saying, that seems to be the direction, the lane that we're sort of now heading in.
Well, for us, and I think in this category, many, it's that pendulum thing, right? Sometimes the pendulum swings too far one way and it starts to come back to equilibrium. For us, we spend a lot of time developing this liquid, dozens and dozens and dozens of iterations. And these are upscale bar quality cocktails in a can. And for us, it was very important that intuitively, you're to pour this, it looks like what you expect it to look like.
Yeah.
And delivers a great flavor. These are so well balanced, and this the lime and ginger margarita. You know, that tequila is there, but that citrus shows through.
Yep.
Just the right amount of ginger. You know, the grapefruit and rosemary are super balanced there, so there's not one that's overpowering the other. These are great bar quality cocktails.
The response has been fantastic at Legacy, and I think that's the interesting thing when you talk about your margarita. That's actually made with tequila. We see people always pick it up, they look in the ingredient count, and go, oh, this is tequila. It's not alcohol or neutral grain spirit or something like that, right? It's like, this is real tequila. And then the thing that I really love is the fact that you feature pollinators, which for me is something really close to my heart. I love just spreading wildflowers, and then pollinators are really important. Legacy, our liquor store, actually owns beehives in the Olympic Village that we keep pollinators alive so they can pollinate the local stuff. So the fact that you're calling attention to what I think is like an existential crisis for humanity. Without bees, without pollinators, I hope you like seaweed, because that's the only plant that's going to live. And so the fact that every single one of them helps support the survival of pollinators, not only are they delicious, you're engaging in social justice as well.
Thanks, Daryl. And, you know, our listeners can't see this, but, you know, each of our three packages here feature a different pollinator: butterfly, a bee, and a hummingbird. And, you know, why did we do this? One, it links that it's that nature link.
Yep.
But also, too, you know, a cause that we're passionate about. And, you know, the botanical extracts that are in this, are pollinators are crucial to growing of this. And, you know, to our food source as humans. I mean, we are inextricably linked, you know, to these amazing creatures. So.
Yeah, you like tomatoes, you better like bees.
Absolutely. So, and in fact, we're coming up in June is Pollinator Month, and we partnered with the Pollinator Program North America. And we'll be featuring, you know, some of this through messaging over the course of June. And we encourage consumers out there to, you know, plant a plant to benefit pollinator habitat.
Our guest is Cam Matches. He is the Director of Sales for the Acquity Beverage Group. This is the RTD Show and Spirit Show, powered by CC&G, Canadian Club, and Ginger Ale. Cam, finally, just to, these are relatively new to the market. You launched the Beautiful Drinks Project during one of the variations of lockdown or restrictive dining or what have you.
Yep.
Tastings are back. Have you got something in the offing down the road where people can come and sample these things?
Yeah, you're right. That's a very kind of... let's say it's a fluid thing right now with stores being very different, but we'll be looking to do that. I mean, that's one thing.
Tastings are back on at Legacy. We're going to be featuring Beautiful and Jaw Drop all summer long. They're key partners in the store. We like the company itself. So when you come down to Legacy Tuesday through Sunday, you're going to see it. Go to our website. You'll see when we have Beautiful on the website. Follow us on Instagram. But, you know, I'm going to maybe if we're lucky, we'll have Cam there. You can meet the man and meet the legend behind the tasting counter, but I suspect
the man behind the mic.
But ultimately, yeah, I mean, when you try them,
good.
I mean, the price
they're
is fantastic.
Amazing.
The 4-pack, great format. There's no risk here. They're amazing.
I wish, you know, that's just a different medium, right, guys?
But
these are so visual. They pop on the shelf, flavor delivery. That whole back to nature. I mean, as you saw through the height of the pandemic, I mean, there was such a pent-up demand for people to reconnect with nature. I mean, I tried booking a campground for 2 years. You can't find a campground. Everybody wants to get back to nature and connect with nature as one. So, I mean, this is the way you can do it. Pick up a 4-pack, take it home, and connect with nature with you and your 4-pack of Beautiful Drinks.
I love it.
It is the Beautiful Drink Company, as well as two new flavors from Jaw Drop, the Blue Blast and the Red Rush, which harkens back to Tahiti Treat. And you and I have talked so much Tahiti Treat on the show over the years.
Tahiti Treat, and don't forget, Hypnotic, man.
Hypnotic.
Get yourself a 6-pack of Alize Blue. It's amazing.
Like we said, hit a 6-pack of little Hypnotics.
And a little 6-pack of Hypnotics. That's delicious.
That stuff had a pretty good run.
Yeah, it did.
Cam Metz is always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you guys.
Us.
Appreciate
Cheers.
It.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
The RTD and Spirit Show on Sportsnet presents On the Shelves with Dave Benson of Kitsilano Liquor Store on West Broadway and Vine. We'll keep you up to date on all that's in and coming in the red-hot world of RTD and spirits. Here's what's on the shelves.
We are back at Park Drive on Commercial and 2nd Avenue. It is the RTD and Spirit Show. Ciders, sodas, and cocktails. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in the Olympic Village. We're broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3. And we are powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Meet your new cold one now in tall cans. And they are finding more space in my fridge all the time,
right?
I might add. They're that good. Our guest is Hanna Allen Hoag, who is the territory manager for Mod Beverage. Mod Beverage has been an integral player on this show for basically since the inception, and Mod Beverage are one of these companies that you never really know what they're going to do next. Daryl, you can speak to this because you were just telling me off air that this box we're about to sample here is just flying off the shelves.
Absolutely. I mean, regardless of the weather, a lot of people are liking, they walk in, they see the big Spectrum display at Legacy, and they see this like cool black package with the like Miami Vice kind of feel to it, and they can't resist. Even like kind of bougie wine wraps are coming, like what's the deal with this margarita machine?
Yeah,
and it's killing it.
Well, again, let's first of all say hi to Hanna.
Hello. Hello everybody, how are you?
Good. We talk about this so often because there's so much availability right now, there's so much product on the shelves. It's barely room for much new, but if you're going to try and put something to the public's eye, have something that kind of catches their eye. And there's a few things out there that kind of miss that mark. This one definitely hits the mark on it. Well, what do you think of this?
I love this product. I think it's great. I mean, we were super inspired by Jimmy Buffett, to be honest.
Yes.
That's a lot of where the packaging inspiration came from, for sure. The man himself. The product's delicious. If you want a really delicious fresh beer to have on a patio when you're barbecuing, going to the beach, it's a party pack. So,
and that's the interesting thing, because for those that can't see this, which is virtually all of us that aren't here, this is beer. We're talking beer.
This is beer.
And these are really good margarita flavored beers. And I remember when we first discovered this brand, it was one of those things where you're kind of going, on the surface it kind of seems odd, but it comes down to the product on the lips and it hits.
It's really good. I mean, the one thing is it's a Gozer, however you want, Goose if you're Belgian, but G-O-S-E.
And essentially, I go with Gozer.
That's a Italian, Austrian kind of like salted beer. They're almost ironic in the way that it's a beer that makes you want to drink more beer. Like, and it really lends itself to the fact that margaritas are a salty beverage, right?
Yeah.
So a real margarita is not Fresca and tequila. It's definitely like got a saltiness to it. It's savory. And man, does this really work? This is that new kind of hybrid style. It's delicious.
And again, Hanna, there's three flavors of this.
Four
flavors.
Four.
They've added a fourth.
Okay,
yep.
Walk us through them.
We've got our Spectrum Classic, which is our lime margarita Goza. People know that one really well. It's super delicious.
It's in my glass right now. It's delicious.
Classic lime. We've got a blue raspberry, which if you're like me and you enjoyed blue Slurpees as a kid, it hits exactly the way you want it to. Throwing in that little bit of saltiness to it just makes you want to drink a ton of them. We've got a watermelon margarita. Again, a perfect pairing. You know, you're starting to see a lot of watermelon margaritas on people's menus these days, so why not?
When I was living in the southern U.S., I never realized like a watermelon salad, which is essentially like watermelon salt and like feta cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really good dish. A little mint in there and you're good to go. That's not something that I grew up with in, you know, a waspy house in Ontario.
definitely works. And then the last one, we've got our classic strawberry margarita. You know, it's, you throw that in a blender and you're good to go.
Oh my goodness, yeah. And the thing is, this is only available in packaged product. This is not available on tap in any establishments in the Lower Mainland?
Just package.
Okay. How's it doing?
It's doing extremely well. The velocities are unreal. Like, last year it was our third biggest selling craft SKU of the year, and now with the new package, the fact that it's like firm, and also because public consumption is allowed in British Columbia, it's really changing the game. So when you want to go to a park, for beach volleyball or something, and you're actually allowed to have a drink. These are perfect. You're not going to go and bring a bottle of tequila and lime juice and salt and
muddled up
strawberries. You're not going to. Well, some, yeah, maybe. But ultimately, you just buy a 12-pack Spectrum margarita mixer, and you've got 12 margaritas, which is just perfect for your smash ball game.
So it must be a relatively easy sell. I mean, even though despite the weather, I mean, we can't apologize enough for the fact that this is May in Vancouver. But nonetheless, we know that sunnier and warmer days are ahead. We're pretty much guaranteed that. And this is just going to be the perfect thing. Now, we talked about this before, Hanna, because of the fact that so much has been uncertain given the restrictions imposed by the BC Health Ministry and what have you. Now it looks like we're back in the clear again, at least open for business. Are there plans for Mod Beverage to maybe do some tastings at various liquor stores? Do you know if that's in the planning stages?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, basically at this point, as things have started to open up, we're kind of leaving it up to stores to make that decision for themselves. I'm sure a lot of us have been into liquor stores and realized that their tasting tables have turned into storage for all the product they've had to sell over the last little bit.
Right.
But yeah, no, we're ready to rock for the summer. I'm excited.
Where is this available? Is it in government stores? Is it own period? Well, tell us.
So the first initial launch of this was pretty much specifically at our BCL stores, with the exception of Legacy. We let them in on the secret early. And then moving into the summer, we will be available at your local craft beer store.
Well, that's good to hear. And again, if we do get some summer, this is going to make the perfect companion.
You know what? If you're not anywhere near and you're in a place, you can always go to LegacyLiquorStore.com. It's on our website. We deliver province-wide. So if you're, you know, at the cottage up in the Caribou and you want to bring your favorite up from Vancouver, we'll ship it right up to you.
Well, I'll tell you what. At $2.20 a liter, I ain't delivering it. I'll tell you that. But it is available. It is the margarita machine. It is the margarita mix pack. Goza mix pack with four flavors, and they are yummy. And again, nice sturdy new packaging, because I know that caused a little consternation early on.
But you know what? Yeah,
everything takes some time to refine.
And everything looks better in black, right, Canucks fans?
Oh, stop. Hanna Allen Hogue, the territory manager for Mod Beverage here at Park Drive. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having
Cheers.
Me.
Cheers.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
And that is a wrap for the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD and Spirit Show, broadcasting from Park Drive on Commercial at 2nd Avenue. Our thanks to Peter Connor and staff at Park Drive as well. This is powered by Canadian Club and Ginger Ale, now available in six-pack tall cans. Meet your new cold one. Daryl, thank you to, of course, all our guests. We talked a little Bushmills. We talked a little Jaw Drop. We talked Beautiful. We talked about the margarita mixer, which is really cool. And before we go, you have something new and exciting developing through the Legacy Liquor Store.
Yeah, you know, it's something that's grown out of the inside of the store. The store in the before times, a lot of people, our listeners, will remember going to our long table events at Legacy. You know, Scotch Malt Whiskey Society, Pete and Meat, Rib Club, Tequila and Toxo, all the different things that we used to do. But, you know, the store's too busy and things like that, so it just doesn't going to work. We're not going to be able to bring back the Harvest Table events. And people are constantly, when are the events coming back? When are they going? So our next door opened up to Legacy, and our listeners get that world premiere that always comes on our show. We are opening up a premier education center tasting lounge next door called Taste of Legacy. And sitting next to me is the lady that is going to run it. She's going to do a fantastic job. Holly Kemp is joining us on our show today.
I'm going to be the gal that you contact when you want to come and see us and set up an event.
And despite the fact this is a new concept for Legacy, I will say that because we've been kind of shuttered for the last 2 years to do anything new and inventive and bring people together, you must be pretty excited thinking of the possibilities.
Very
of what can
excited. It's, you know, everybody's going to get a chance to taste. It's going to be everything from scotch and whiskey and rums and beers and ciders and wines and food pairing. We've got some great partners that we're going to work with. And it's really just going to be a case of you come in and it's tasty.
So, and this is not for the public just to walk in off the street.
Not on the event of it, but one of the things that's exciting, we always get people that, oh man, I love your event, Daryl. I hear you on the radio, Daryl, Rena, doing those great wine tastings, Maria Louise, everything like that. So, as private citizens, you're going to be able to book your own private event at the space. So you can have me host your scotch dinner. You can have Rena take you through natural wines. Marie Louisa, our cellar master, is going to take you on a tour of Italy. All of that's available for the public. It's not a restaurant you can walk in and get a sandwich at. That's not the whole idea. This is an education center. This is an event space. And the idea is taking that libations education thematic that we've had at Legacy and really taking it to the next level.
So, Holly, I would ask you the difficult question because, you know, you never know with, you know, regulations and permitting and all that sort of stuff. But do you have a target date in mind when this will be
ready? You mean
to go?
The moving target date that we always go chasing after?
The moving target
date. Okay, so let's, you know, realistically, I'm going to say we really are hoping for mid-July and realistically later July because of all of the regulations and, you know, the things that you fall into as it moves along, but definitely by August, September, we're going to be in it.
So have they been swinging the shovels and the hammers?
They're swinging
and all
the
that?
Shovels. Yeah. You know what? They're in the destruction phase.
Cool?
When you start destroying, you can start constructing afterwards.
Right. So it's going to be everything you expect at Legacy and even more. So if you're listening and you know that you want to have a private event because it's already starting to book up with our industry partners, email us at info@legacyliquorstore.com. And we'll be able to get you booked in. If you want to have a private tutorial or you want to have a team building event or just something super cool, we're going to have telecommunications involved. So we'll be able to bring in like master distillers from Scotland for your private event. Lots of different options. It's going to be amazing.
And fingers crossed, you say mid-ish July.
We're going to say mid-July to end of July. And we're shooting for that.
And we're going to be doing a show from Taste of Legacy.
100%.
Absolutely.
100%. So, Holly, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And
thank you.
Good luck with the things going forward.
It's only going upwards from here.
There you go. That is a wrap. Our thanks to the folks at Park Drive, Peter Connor and staff. Our thanks to producer Greg Ballack. The RTD Show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, powered by CC&G, Canadian Club and Ginger Ale. Now in six-pack tall cans. Meet your new cold one.
Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD Show. And you've got it on Sportsnet 650.